God said,
Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. Adam?
Adam is your name. And this is morning, the dawn of a new world.
Oh. And you, who are you?
I am a messenger from God's throne in heaven.
God? Heaven?
God is the creator. By his might, all things have their existence and are sustained.
He created me?
Yes, Adam. You are beautiful, Adam, and perfect. You are created in God's own image and after his own likeness.
Oh, I'd like to see God.
You will, Adam. You may see him and talk with him as long as you continue without sin.
Sin?
Sin is the transgression of God's royal law, disobedience to that law.
You said God created me, didn't you?
Yes.
After his own likeness and image?
Yes.
Well, then, why would I even think to disobey him?
Make no mistake about it, Adam. You will be tempted. Sin will be made to appear desirable. God's adversary is wise, clever. He will attempt to make you think that God's laws are unjust, unfair.
God has an adversary, an enemy?
His name is Lucifer. At one time, he was the most beautiful of all created beings. He held the highest position of honor in God's universal kingdom.
Oh.
But pride, ambition, and a greed for even more honor got the better of him, and he rebelled against God. He is even now, here, present, scheming to ally you on his side against God.
Well, I won't have anything to do with him. I won't even listen to him.
Be warned, Adam, that Lucifer is clever, diabolically clever. You can never know what form he will take in his evil attempt to cause you to sin. You cannot be sure just how his temptations will be presented to you. Be careful, Adam, and put your trust always in God, and you will be safe from Lucifer. But come, Adam, I must show you your garden home and acquaint you with your duties as ruler, with absolute dominion over all the earth and every living thing upon the earth. This is the very center of your garden home, Adam.
Oh, it's beautiful.
God created it for you, Adam. From it, as the created Son of God, you will rule the earth.
Will God help me?
All the power and might of God is at your disposal, Adam. You need only ask, and it shall be given you.
How can I possibly fail with all power at my command?
You cannot fail, Adam, unless you yield to the temptations of the adversary.
God will help me overcome the adversary.
When you are tempted, just ask, and God's power will be with you, and a legion of angels will stand by your side.
But why is God so good to me?
All creation will always have that same privilege, to call on God in time of need. And now, Adam, perhaps you wish to perform your first duty as ruler of earth.
As you say,
God has created many animals and insects and creeping things. You will name them.
That'll be a pleasure.
They will parade before you, Adam. Name them according to your own pleasure.
Oh, you're a pretty little thing. Furry and soft. Shall I call you Furry because of your coat? No. Cat. Yes, Cat is your name.
Oh, my, but you're large. Elephant. Elephant is your name.
You're a funny little fellow. Oh, what a face and a grin. I shall call you Monkey.
And Adam gave names to all the cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every creature that God had created.
You said that sin is the transgression or disobedience of God's law. But you didn't say what God's law is.
God's law is based upon one thing, love.
Well, isn't there a stipulated law? I mean something that can be stated in exact words.
There, in the very midst of the garden, are two trees. See them?
Yes, I've noticed them, and the fruit of them is good to look at.
One is the tree of life. The other, that one, is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The law for you, simply stated, is this. Thou mayest eat the fruit of all trees except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Thou shalt not eat of it.
But why?
Because God loves you and wants you to be happy. Obedience brings happiness.
I see now what you mean by love. God doesn't tell his created beings to do something or not to do something merely to be dogmatic, but because he has our own welfare in mind. Oh, God does love his created beings, doesn't he? I noticed that the animals, all of them, as they paraded before me, were in twos, in pairs.
Male and female.
They seem, well, contented and happy together.
They complement and help each other. God made it thus.
Oh, God is wise.